Craig Lynch, the head football coach with the Glen Ralston Wildcats, here joining us here as we head into week number 7. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
You bet. Anytime.
Coach, it feels so weird to be saying week 7. It just seems like, and I think we've talked about this a couple of times this year, man, this season is just flying by.
Yeah, I think we talked about that at the beginning of the season. And I've always felt like the fall really flies by, especially when you're involved in football. You just prepare for week to week to week. And, you know, here we are. We got two left, and that seems hard to believe.
What have you seen from your team through these first 6 weeks?
Oh, a lot of improvement, a lot of effort. A lot of very coachable kids. I think we collectively we've got a group that has a desire to get back to more of the winning ways they've had in the past here. And I saw that this spring. I started with them a little late, and we've seen that in the fall as we've tried to transfer back to some of the things we used to do. Just practice-wise and preparation-wise. And I just see a lot of kids with a lot of willingness to learn and want to get better.
Happy with how the season's played out? I know probably always wish to be more than 3-3, but 3-3 right now through 6 weeks.
Yeah, in a way. I think there's a couple we could have gotten there, but that's part of it, right? Even from those losses, we learned and made steps forward. So that's all you can ask. You can ask the best effort out of the kids, and I think we've been getting that for the most part.
Speaking of a loss, you're coming off a loss last week. Kingsley Pearson had some success against you guys through the year. Going to see a different type of a team. New Alfonda, you head up there on Friday night. They're also coming off a pretty big loss. They got beat pretty good by Remsen St. Mary's, who's ranked at number 1. So they fall out of the top 5 for the first time this season. So what have you seen from them? What are you expecting to see out of your kids on Friday night?
Well, New Alfonda, offensively, they're pretty diversified. I've never seen them throw quite as much as they throw this year. And I've looked at six films of them, and they're putting it up in the air more than we're used to. But they're still very physical. They get after you, they hit. That's a big part of their game, and it always has been. So I think Friday was probably kind of an anomaly. They played with them pretty well. In the first half, I think ran out of gas, and we're missing a couple of key players that were on the sidelines with injuries. So I think that probably affected that outcome a little bit. But very talented, very physical, and Brian, he's a great coach. He always has been very well prepared.
Do you see anything on film in those 5 games that you feel you can take advantage of?
Well, I hope we can run the ball. I think steadily as the season's gone on, our running game's gotten better. Our option game has gotten them tremendously better. But, Friday night, we were very successful on the ground, and we have been last 3 or 4 weeks. I just seen that growing by leaps and bounds. So, we've got some things that we see that they do that we're going to try to take advantage of on offense, and hopefully we can get that done.
Where do you feel you have maybe that advantage?
Well, you try to out-scheme them a little bit. I think size-wise, we match up really well with them. They're not quite as big as I've seen them in the past. So we'll try to take advantage of that at the line of scrimmage. And, it comes down to winning that line of scrimmage, and that's what we're going to have to try and do.
Coach, you mentioned they throw a little bit more this year maybe than what they've done in the past. Looks like their quarterback, the Mason Dix, is throwing the ball pretty well. 13 touchdowns, no interceptions. Looks like he's got a favorite target in the Greenfield kid. Why do you feel? Is it because of the talent they have maybe on the edges you think they're throwing more this year?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they're quite as big as they've been in the past. Not that their running game isn't good. Maybe he's just not relying on it as much. Quarterback is super talented, and he's got a big arm. We saw him chuck a touchdown pass last week. I think they scored first, and he put that thing up 55, 60 yards. So he's got a live arm, and he can move around back there. So I think it's Coach Wilkin just being intelligent enough to take advantage of some talent he has and use it.
The Greenfield kid, their leading receiver, but also their leading rusher. What have you seen from him? What type of a running back receiver is he?
Smaller, quicker. He's got some good wheels. He runs physical, but they really try to push the outside with him a lot. And, you know, they'll isolate him out there in a wide receiver position and just make you cover him too, which is pretty smart. So, talented kid. He knows where to go and to use his talent. And, that's a little something different than what they've done in the past, but they're definitely doing it this year.
If you feel like you match up front size-wise, do you feel you can win that line of scrimmage to slow down that run game?
I hope so. That's one thing we've really gotten better up front. And last week, Kingsley threw the ball really well against us, but they couldn't run the ball against us. Our ends and linebackers did a really good job of reading keys and reacting down the line. So hopefully we can do that again this week.
What adjustments do you have to make in the pass defense if New Alfonda wants to come out and try to do what Kingsley did and go over the top?
Well, we got to cover better, and a lot of that with us comes with, reading your keys and not looking in the backfield and getting lost in vision. It's as simple as that. You got to find a way to do better, and we'll work on that this week.
Coach, what's the biggest thing you're looking for from your club coming up on Friday night?
Well, you just want to get better every game. That's all you do. We tell kids all the time, this is you're in competition with your best self. So if they can take a step forward Friday, that's what you're hoping we can do, both kids individually and as a team. It's about building on what you've done the last few weeks and trying to get better and trying to go into the next year knowing the improvement you need to make. And that's what we're down to in this part of the season.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck heading up to New Alfonda on Friday night. And I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you for the Scoreboard Show following the game.
Sounds good, Jeff. Thanks.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Lynch again with the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Again, they travel to New Alfonda coming up on Friday night.